On Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, Octogon Switzerland voted with their so-called direct democracy for the next total control law concerning mandatory vaccinations for all people living or just travelling to Switzerland. So, from now on, if you're a tourist coming for your annual ski holidays in the Swiss mountains, they can grab you and your children and take out the needles and by force give you and your children a long-lasting present from Novartis Octogon Switzerland that will last slightly longer than your ski holiday suntan. Well, let's hope that this new dictatorship law has an effect on the Swiss tourism industry. Or would the world's financial elite, the fair aristocracy and all the royals who come for their annual skiing holiday already know that this new Octogon law won't be applied indistinctively and will be rather applied in the form of eugenics aiming certain elements within the Swiss society, as the Georgia Guidestones have announced, that a quantity of 500 million slaves only can stay together with their fair aristocracy. Democratic masters on this earth. So from now on in Octogon, Switzerland, they can legally dump a whole shitload of eugenics and RFID microchips into your bloodstreams, enabling the necessary restrictional and repressive force by the Swiss Octogon Blue Army police. So this is what they were waiting for. And they've got it now. Oh, look how small it is compared to a rice corn. It's this small now. So this is what the new vaccination law is about. This is 666. This is what they were waiting for. Now they got all ready with their new technology, the very micro technology. So now they're coming with the new laws, they're ready. So this is what they're going to give you now legally in Switzerland, in Octogon, if you are in Octogon at the wrong moment, at the wrong place. Made by Novartis. It's the biggest pharmaceutical industry in the world. In Basel. And Basel, it's being called Bâle in French. Nice. And just think of it, what they did with 50 million people worldwide who died in 1918 because of the eugenical vaccinations injected due to a harmless natural Spanish flu. So first the fair aristocratic generals had his man shot to pieces in a Horus Matrix eugenical structure, and as it wasn't enough yet, they terminated the quantity of selected women and children too by means of a non-indiscriminate mandatory vaccination using the method of fear as always. The expression of their fear strategy is fear fucked. This too is a full flag psyop misusing a harmless flu as a mortal terrorist danger. It was the small letters and the media not talking about it that got the new Swiss epidemics laws through. And instead of it, Faro's media focused on the other voting issues as replacing the Swiss people's militia by a professional Rambo army of Hollywood intoxicated thrill seekers. There are over 300 lobbyists attached to the various Swiss political factions freely walking in and out the Swiss parliament, of which the pharmaceutical lobby, sent by the all-powerful Swiss pharmaceutical industry, are the most numerous, who literally run the whole show. This is the end of the so-called Swiss direct democracy, and to emphasize their objectives, the Octogon authorities simultaneously issued another set of new laws enabling the roundup of 5 million or more unregistered firearms away from the population. Because it would be a bit awkward having too many armed and loving fathers around who want to defend their children when the Octagon Blue Army come roaming the neighborhood with their weaponized injection needles cocked and unlocked.
September 2013 in Switzerland. This one is making a few chemtrails. So probably bye-bye nice weather. And after that it always gets like milky, like this, the Milky Way, you know. Look at that. Bye-bye, there's another one. There's another one. Another chemtrail. Probably thunder coming tonight. It's always like that. It's getting cloudy then. So yesterday the Swiss voted, you know, they're so proud of their democracy, you know, so they voted for a new law which will give the authorities all the authority to give you a vaccination, give you a shot, just if they feel like it. And if you refuse, it's in the new law, then the police will come and pick you up. So maybe, then so the next day I see all this here. And I've never seen it like this here. So this is probably related to the fact that they have a new law, that they can inject just anything. So what kind of a poison might they be spraying so they can apply the new law, you know? What are they spraying? New poison. Everybody gets sick, so well, they can give us a couple of shots. Come with the terrorist unit and arrest you. Just the day after. Funny, eh? And I've never seen it like this here. If people get sick, you know, it might be some sort of a virus, you know, so they can come and inject us. It's all over. So yesterday they came with the new law. Compulsory vaccination, just like that. Swiss democracy. Don't let me laugh. This is heavy. Yeah. New virus. And a shot tomorrow. Chemtrails over Bern. Today is September the 23rd. Yesterday was September the 22nd when they had this new law voted for in their so-called democracy. Direct democracy. Direct dictatorship. So the government can just tell you, well, You need to have a vaccination. What are they going to put in there, hey? So on Sunday the 22nd of September 2013, the new law for mandatory vaccinations. Yesterday, an enormous amount of chemtrails, I've never seen that before, overburn. And today it's like this, look at that. Look at that, I've never seen it like this. An hour before was even worse. Look at this fog. Before you couldn't see 50 meters. Like Obama is saying, yes, you will. Car disappearing into the fog. Bye bye. And today again, 2 days after the election on September the 24th, there's an enormous amount of chemtrails. They're spraying like wild, and it's already, as we can see, it's changing the weather. Cloud formations already start. It's getting milky. Yeah, too.